You know, when you go on the school run, have you ever stopped to think that a school ideally would be a car-free zone? There'd be no cars around the school at all. Imagine a place where traffic congestion and air pollution around the school is almost completely eradicated. They're having an initiative today, and what a lovely day for it. And if I crane my neck, I can probably see the school from here. Orangefield Primary School in East Belfast, joining schools across Northern Ireland to make their school a car-free zone, encouraging families to use their feet first. Get out and walk if you're fit to walk, or indeed get the bus to school and then dander up to the school, but keep the cars well away. What about the teachers? Let me speak to one of the teachers, Emma Keenan. Ms. Keenan, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Frank.
How Emma, I'm just checking. You're not a teacher at all. You're someone who's
not a teacher.
You're encouraging the initiative with Sustrans, who would be associated with this, very much the active travel officer.
That's right, yes.
You know, did you challenge the teachers? Did you ask them to keep their cars away, Emma?
Well, what we did actually, we invited schools all across Northern Ireland to take part in our Feet First Families initiative. It's the first time that we've done something like this in Northern Ireland. And we suggested to schools, you know, what would it be like if everybody on that day walked or scooted or cycled to school and left their car behind? And then what if we thought about maybe closing off the car parks for the day and giving it over to the kids and having a bit of a car park takeover, a party in the parking lot, if you like. So that's what we have schools all across the country are doing today. And I'm at Orangefield Primary School. The kids have taken over the car park for the day. The gates have been locked. There's been no cars coming in. The kids walked, cycled, scooted into school this morning. Loads of them, hundreds of them all coming in today in a different, more active way than normal. And it's fantastic. There's a real buzz. The kids have been buzzing all week about this, actually. It's really great.
Be honest with me. Did the teachers park somewhere else?
Do you know, a lot of them, a lot of our teachers will be travelling from further distances, but a lot of teachers have been maybe parking elsewhere and walking those last 5-10 minutes up to the schools just to try and be able to get involved with that with the kids. Most of the kids are coming from quite local areas, so it's much easier to look at walking or cycling. For teachers, it can be a challenge, but we've had teachers really get on board with the whole idea and really get behind it, so it's been really great.
Do you know, I've had to walk to work over the last week, and it's the first time I've walked to work since I was a child. I used to have to walk to school, but I did walk to school in the countryside. Very few people do that now, unfortunately. But I'm back walking a half-hour walk to work in the morning simply because of this fabulous new facility we have here at City Keys too. And it's a real pleasure. Now, the mornings have been dry, in fairness, but it is actually a pleasure to be out walking at that hour of the day.
Absolutely, it really is. And do you know what? I mean, I spoke with a parent quite recently, a working parent, worked full time, was walking along to school with her two kids, and just said, you know, this is the best part of my day. This is the thing I enjoy most, just walking to school with my two girls. You know, and what we're encouraging people to do is something that's actually, for most families, they really enjoy it. They get a lot out of it. It's a brilliant way to spend a bit of time with the kids in the morning. It's a really healthy start to the day. You'll know that yourself, Frank, if you're saying you're walking to work. You arrive kind of feeling a bit energized, you know, and we find that the kids arrive, they're energized, they're ready to learn, they're ready to get going for the day, and there's just so many positive benefits to kids, to families, and we're really delighted to see so many people really get involved with it today. It's been fantastic.
Yeah, but Emma, in the longer term, you know, I can hear a lot of mummies who are racing back from the office now, who are either going out on their lunch break or Zooming on their sales teams or, you know, district nurses or whatever they're doing, or daddies who are, you know, going from meeting to meeting or maybe doing their nursing or whatever they're doing, and they're driving in their car, and saying, gee, we're expect us to walk the children to school as well. I can hardly have time to drop them off on the school run. In the real world, it's probably not, if you excuse the term, a runner.
It's one of those things that what we find actually is for a lot of, if you think about school traffic, you know, and so much of the traffic in the morning, 1 in 4 cars in the morning is doing the school run, you know, and you think about trying to travel into work, trying to travel into schools, there's so much congestion on the roads, and quite often people will say, I don't want to walk my child to school because it doesn't feel safe because of the congestion. One of the best ways that we can make it safer for children to walk or cycle to school is to reduce the traffic. And actually what we find quite often is it's quicker to maybe park a 10-minute walk away from the school, walk up rather than try to sit through traffic. If you think of the amount of time that maybe families spend sitting inching along in traffic, then actually they could just be out, park the car, walk in. You know, so in terms of a time issue, we actually find it makes very little difference, and quite often it can speed up a journey. You know, so there's real positives there. So what we find through our program, we deliver the Active School Travel Program to 280 schools across Northern Ireland, and we find that schools consistently see positive benefits and see more and more children and families taken to their feet, walking into school, leaving their car behind. You know, we've seen numbers increase, I think, from 36% to 46% over the last couple of years in children travelling actively to school. 85% of the kids that we survey say that they want to travel actively to school, so we're trying to give them that opportunity. If you think about how we all travelled to school when we were kids, you know, we all walked, we all rode our bikes, we rode our scooters. You know, there was rarely a car outside of school whenever I was growing up, so we want to give kids those opportunities. Today is great because it really highlights just how much the kids want to do this, and we're finding that families are really getting on board with it and seeing it as a really positive thing.
Okay. I know Alex is with you, isn't he?
He is.
Alex. Yeah, I give the phone to Alex because he's the main man here. He's only 9 years old and he's more than happy with the idea of walking to school or being on the scooter to school instead of the cars being everywhere. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
Yeah, Alex, you know, 9 years old, would you not prefer to get dropped off at the door, or did you really want to walk to school?
I really want to walk to school.
So did the teacher say you better walk to school today, or were you keen? Did you say to your mates in the class, listen, let's get walking more?
No, the teacher said.
The teacher suggested it, but you bought into it. So how did you feel this morning actually doing the walk?
Really exercise.
You weren't knackered when you got there?
No.
Good man. And do you think more people will walk to school generally?
Yes.
Good stuff. This was the positivity of a youngster. Alex, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you to Emma as well. You know, it's the first time I've walked to work for years, and it is a lovely thing to do. It takes me half an hour. So all this week I have been walking simply because of a new car parking system, which basically here at City Keys too, there isn't a car park. So you have to walk, and it is a pleasant thing to do. Right. Good morning. 90 33 105 077 66 105 105. If you're on a school run every morning and every evening, do you think you could switch to walking? We used to do it in the past, even in the countryside. I walked to work when I was a kid, but for years I've been married to the vehicle. Can we get the divorce courts into play and be in the car less, on the bus more, and walking significantly more? Is it possible, or a pipe dream? Do let us know.